This is the SKG Radiology official NBL One West radio show.
It is the NBL One West radio show. Brett Costello and Ben Ettridge with you once again. We've got all the local basketball news and reviews for you, and one huge piece of news that came out across the weekend, of course.
Yeah, probably the biggest signing that we've seen since Ed Monick signed with the Flint, Michigan Tropics. Scott Machado joining the Mandurah Magic. It's huge.
Well, the guy who's been on the, not only strong in the NBL, but on the verge of the NBA at different times as well.
Most definitely, and we've seen that happen where guys have gone from the old SBL to the NBL and NBA, but rarely do we see a player of this caliber drop back to a state level competition. So, and it's starting to happen around the league, as in Queensland, NBL One North. We've seen guys dropping back to play NBL One South. So, yep, that's the advantage we've got. It's a national competition, and players want to be seen and want to keep playing.
I think a lot of the conferences now are almost going to be a tale of two halves. It's going to be like the before the NBL finished, how were you tracking? And then after the NBL, when you got your influx of whoever else you ended up getting, in Mandurah's case, we can expect them to be significantly improving from here.
And once again, it's going to be those teams that have been able to recruit early on and get themselves out of the 7th, 8th, 9th position, secure themselves in a top four spot, that'll be okay. And then we'll have those teams maybe jumping up from the bottom half of the ladders to make a real push for finals. And as we know, those one game finals, anyone could win it, and it's only have to be good on one day to suddenly you could find yourself in a state championship and then a national championship.
Well, it's timely that in fact we're talking to Mandurah Magic coach Aaron Trehair this week as well, so that'll be fantastic to get his insights into that big signing.
Yeah, he had an extra pep in his step, if he can, Big Aaron on Sunday against us, and very happy to talk about the signing and where it came from and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it'd be great for him to share that story and how it all eventuated.
A couple of weeks back, we spoke to one of only two female coaches in the NBL One West. That was Janelle Morley. This week, we've got the other half of that duo, and we've got Deanna Black there at the Perry Lakes Hawks.
Yeah, be interested to see how Deanna's balancing life and basketball and how she sees her Perry Lakes Lady Hawks travelling at the moment.
I've been kind of regretting making myself name each round, so this time I've called it round 9 last weekend. It's not very original, but it's accurate and effective, I think.
Well, we could probably name it the bombshell round if we want, given the announcement, but yep, another round of basketball in the books.
Let's take a look at some round 9 women's action from the weekend now.
Friday night tipped off with the Perry Lakes Hawks getting over the Lakeside Lightning 91-74.
It's fantastic to be speaking with Dockie this week because she's got a couple of wins under her belt, including that one. Opened up on the weekend with some fantastic shooting from outside from McCarthy, 4 of 5 from downtown for her to get her 20 points. And McKay was big inside for the Hawks as well with 22 points, 14 rebounds and 7 assists out of the high-low action. Almost a triple-double there for Megan. Also on Friday night, the East Perth Eagles, 83, getting up over the Rockingham Flames, 77. That was the start of a big weekend for Mary Goulding. She had 21-8 in that game.
Friday night continued with the Coburn Cougars getting up over the Mandurah Magic.
Then on Saturday, Stacey Barr propelled the Warwick Senators to a big win over the Redbacks, 93-58. Michaela Dyer was quiet by her own standards, but Barr for the Senators with 31-13-8. Another player just missing out on a triple-double there as well. The Hawks continued their winning form across the weekend, getting up over the Southwest Slammers, 97-31. There was no one in double figures for the Slammers, while for the Hawks, Natalie Burden with 24 points and McKay continued her strong form inside with 22-12.
The action continued on Saturday night with the East Perth Eagles much improved, getting the win over the title favourites, the Willetton Tigers, 87-76.
We mentioned Mary Goulding earlier on. She continued her tear across the weekend with 35-13, including 14 of 18 from the field and 4 of 5 from 3. So she was really strong in that game as well. The team shot 50% from 3, going 13 of 26. Sam Lubke was also strong for the Willetton Tigers, netting 29 points, but it wasn't enough for the fast-improving Eagles. In the closest game of the round, and maybe an unexpected victory for the Lightning, they got up over the Flames 72-69.
The Saturday night fixtures concluded with the Joondalup Wolves getting the win over the Eastern Suns 66-54.
Kalamunda, Jewel Williams needing a little bit more help there to shoulder the scoring burden, and the Wolves getting a good win to round out round 9 action. We're going to be back before too long to take a look at the men's results from the weekend. We've still got Aaron Trehair and Dockie Black to chat to as well. And of course, as always, our Lost SBL segment too. This is the NBL One West radio show.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's the NBL One West Radio Show. Ben and Brett with you. We're taking a look at Round 9 action in the men's now from across the weekend. Of course, it started on Friday night, the Perry Lakes with a doubleheader. They started off getting up over the Lakeside Lightning 97-81.
And the game we thought was probably going to be match of the round, two title contenders. And even though the Lightning were only missing Corey Sherville, their big sort of big three had a very quiet night. And the strength that I thought they would bring in their perimeter shooting seemed to be their downfall, only shooting 28% from the three-point line, while the Hawks, an unbelievable 15 of 29 at 52%, proved to be the difference in the game.
Also on Friday night, the Rockingham Flames at home, almost doubling the East Perth Eagles, 105 to 53.
Rockingham far too deep in this one. They had six guys in double figures, and then we had two players with an almost double-double, Justin Beard with 8 points and 10 rebounds, and Greg Heyer with 8 points and 10 rebounds as well. So just too much for the Flames, and Andre Dodlagic provided some resistance, but really not enough support there from the rest of the team from East Perth.
The Magic started off their strong weekend on Friday night with a win over the Coburn Cougars, 91-78.
And the Magic continuing to impress with their early season form. Jeremy Grace stuffed the stat sheet again. Ben Smith and Fred Williams providing that 1-2 punch in the backcourt there. And you know, for me, I look at it and I see 52 points in the second and third quarter from the Mandurah Magic. That's sort of the winning time there, and they took care of business. And Nick Posoglu, 19 points and 11 rebounds in his return. But again, not enough support across the board from the Cougars' remaining players.
In the country battle between the Giants and the Buccaneers up there at Active West Stadium, it was actually the visiting side, the Giants, that got up 70-62 over the Buccaneers.
Very low-scoring affair. Matthew Angmuo didn't really go off in this one, and Tom Atkinson finding some of his West Coast Classic form. But the Bucks, nothing really outside of the stalwarts in Ralph and Wunderberg providing some resistance.
After beating the Perry Lakes Hawks in recent weeks, the Senators slipped up this time around against CJ Jackson's men, the Perth Redbacks, 83 over the Senators, 69.
Having spoken to CJ last week, I wouldn't have said that this is a major upset, but it was probably a blip on the radar for the Senators, showing that they need, you know, all 10, 12 guys turning up ready to play. Lewis Timms with 24 and 10, outstanding again. And Tevin Jackson is really sort of flirting each week with a triple-double. I think people forget he missed a couple of years of basketball due to injury. Last year played the West Coast Classic, and it was probably a good sojourn into a full season for Tevin, and we're seeing what a 6'7" versatile point guard can do in this league.
The Perry Lakes Hawks travelled to Bunbury without co-captain Ben Purser, but they were still able to get a comfortable win over the Slammers, 91-64.
Yeah, the Hawks too big and a bit too experienced in this one. They won the rebound count 50-32, and I think, you know, as we said, the battle between Ferguson and Keller was worth the price of admission in this one.
The East Perth Eagles had a tough weekend as expected, also going down to the Willetton Tigers, 90-64.
Very rough weekend for the Eagles. They get the Tigers back at full strength with Vigor and Clark back into the lineup. And a surprising performance there for Jared Anastasio, someone who's known for his shot blocking and rebounding, coming up with 18 points. So good to see Jared getting amongst it, but not enough support there from the rest of them.
The Lakeside Lightning were coming off that loss to Perry Lakes Hawks on the Friday, but bounced back strong on Saturday night to defeat the Flames, 101-84.
And as I said earlier, a quiet night by their standards for the Lakeside guards, but you know, Eisenbarger, McKenzie and Bowie all bounced back doing the damage in this one. I think they had around 70 points combined. And React battled hard for his 20, but wasn't enough. And the thing that stood out for me was that Lakeside only had 9 turnovers in this game. And when you're playing at that tempo and that pace that the Lightning are, for them to be able to come down and get exactly what they want every single time would have been pleasing for Coach Daniels.
The Joondalup Wolves were too strong on Saturday night for the Eastern Suns when they travelled up there to Rayowen.
Yeah, essentially for us, a tale of two halves. We win the first and fourth quarter, and then we lose the second and third. And that inexperience against an experienced Wolves team, they're starting to play some good basketball. They've still got another in to come, I've been told, later this season, which will, again, shore them up a little bit more. But the Cummings-Wade combination was too much for us to handle.
It didn't get any easier for the Suns when they faced the Mandurah Magic, the in-form Mandurah Magic, and went down 83-69 on Sunday.
And Jeremy Grace was outstanding again. He had a 50-40-90 game against us, 34 points in the game. Big one for us was, we only had two or three guys in double figures, which isn't really enough. Jermaine Marley getting 17 was great, but we're just really struggling to find ways to put the ball in the basket.
And the final match of the round saw the Warwick Senators bounce back from their earlier loss to beat the Giants 104-83.
I think in any league, any coach would look at this and say it was a scheduling loss for the Giants, the toughest road trip I think anyone's had to face for a while. Although Cody Ellison and Caleb Davis, outstanding from deep, 10 of 20 combined. That's huge return from your small forward and your power forward. So, the class of the Senators standing up on Sunday.
We'll take a short break and we'll be back to speak with Aaron Trehair. You may recognise his name from his time at the Wildcats, also spent time with the Boomers, of course, playing for Australia. He's the current head coach of the Mandurah Magic, and they've just had one of the biggest signings of all time in Western Australian basketball, I think, particularly at that state level, at least, anyway. It is the NBL One West radio show.
The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West radio show.
Your health and welfare are important. At SKG Radiology, we know this. Take advantage of bulk billing all Medicare rebatable services across our WA practices. Some exceptions may apply, so please ask our friendly staff for more details. From X-rays to ultrasounds, low-dose CT scans and MRIs, no matter where you're referred to, when you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology. Visit skg.com.au.
All the local basketball action, roundups and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West radio show.
It is the NBL One West radio show. Brett Costello and Ben Ettridge with you. And as promised, we're joined on the line by Mandurah Magic head coach Aaron Trehair. You probably best know him from his time at the Perth Wildcats as well. We've already been talking about it. The biggest signing of NBL One West so far. Congratulations on that one. Scott Machado joining the Magic down there.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, guys. It's nice to have a chat. And absolutely. It's obviously huge news for the club and obviously for the playing group to... get to be hands-on with a quality guy like Scott, and exciting times ahead.
Yeah, look, the turnaround for you guys is massive. I think if we think back to the West Coast Classic and there was a bit of a side bet between you and Mark Utley as to it was going to be fancy dress for in the last game for the team that hadn't won a game, and now you're sitting there in the top eight and you're about to add a superstar in the NBL level to your squad. How are things going for you down there, and what's the general feel around the Mandurah Magic at the moment?
Yeah, look, obviously the feels are pretty positive and certainly upbeat at the moment, especially with the news with Scott coming into town. But, it's been a bit of a pretty quick, change or turn of events, I suppose, down in Mandurah, with the quality of players that I sort of have at my disposal at the moment. So, there's a lot of reasons and a lot of thanks that have to go to a lot of people behind the scenes in that space. But, it's really exciting, as I sort of mentioned, to... have the squad that we've been able to put together this year. And from a selfish point of view, I actually get some wins on the board, on the court also.
And look, the guy that's probably been doing it the most for you at the moment is Jeremy Grace. He's sort of proving to be the X factor for you guys, and having watched him on TV or on the live stream, and then to actually go up against him on the weekend, I've sort of got him in that sort of top three or four point guards in the league at the moment. How have you been? How have you been with him, and how much is he getting from having yourself and also his dad sitting on the sideline as well? Like, what's that been like for him and for you guys?
Yeah, look, obviously getting Jeremy back, we sort of had him for a small stint there late the last sort of actual SBL season after he finished his college commitments. And he's sort of getting better and better each week. He sort of came in very late just before the season started, so it sort of took him a little bit to sort of get into the swing of things. He had a bit of a slow first weekend, then we had those couple of weekends off, but pretty much after having a few weeks of solid practice, I suppose, he's really starting to find his form and show what kind of a quality player he really is.
Even with Scott coming on board, you guys have had some pretty nice form across the weekend anyway, and things seem to be clicking for the team and heading in the right direction, even without a new recruit.
Yeah, look, we've been able to sort of get to 5-5 at the moment, and we actually were quite good on the weekend. I thought we had a really good win on Friday night against Coburn, where was probably our overall, I guess, for 40 minutes, was probably nearly our best performance of the year. I thought we were a little bit up and down on Sunday, but, there was a lot to do with Eastern Suns, especially that third quarter. They came out and sort of picked us apart in that on-ball situation. But again, to our credit, historically, we probably would have turned that into a 15-20-point loss. But I guess that shows the difference in the group we have this year, that we're able to sort of settle, compose ourselves and come away with a reasonably comfortable win at the end of the day. But, things are going well and hopefully they continue to improve.
What's your expectation of a turnaround time for Scott? Because I see you've got the Tigers this coming weekend. They've only had one loss so far in season 2021. I presume you'd be keen to get him on the pine as soon as possible, but I guess there's timelines and things that need to be attended to along the way.
Yeah, obviously you'd like him to be playing yesterday. Fingers crossed things will get done before the weekend. I'm sure that the Williton people and club probably hope so, because it'll certainly get some more bums on seats. But if it's not this weekend, it'll obviously certainly be the weekend after.
Have you had much chance to scout Williton as yet? Do you know what to expect there?
Not a great deal. I normally sort of sit down tonight with a couple of beers, truth be told, and watch a bit of what they do. And they're obviously going really well. Only lost the one game for the season and claimed a few big scalps along the way. So I'll certainly sit down, obviously, during the week and have a closer look. But, they play a bit of small ball and move that ball really well and shoot the ball well from the Pruitt. And Big Biggs is doing a really good job inside for them as well. So, their record speaks for itself, and we'll have to be on our best behaviour, even if Scotty's able to play this weekend, to try and get that result on the weekend.
Aaron, we'll take a quick break there and we'll be back in a moment on the NBL One West radio show.
All the local basketball action, roundups and reviews from the NBL One West. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All the local basketball action, roundups and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West radio show.
This is the NBL One West radio show. It's your official home for all of the local basketball action. Brett Costello and Ben Etchridge with you, and we're still joined on the line from Aaron Trehair, one of the legends of Perth Wildcats basketball and current head coach of the Mandurah Magic.
Yeah, look, Aaron, as you spoke about before the break, we were sort of talking about that journey that that you're on with the Magic, and sort of look at it and go, you've probably been in similar situations as a player on the different rosters you've been on. And what is it that you're imparting onto these younger guys about going through the hard times and then things are going to turn around?
Yeah, I guess it's always the hardest thing to try and basically just get some sort of a theme or a message in regards to how we want to go about things, and ultimately just try and find consistency with everything we do, so that, some weeks, as you know, shots may drop and sometimes they do, but, you can't be sort of result-based in regards to, where the shots are dropping, and that sort of dictates effort levels and all those little things. So, we're always preaching consistency and just going out there and trying to do the same things week in, week out, and obviously always have that upward curve to trying to slowly improve and, iron out all those wrinkles that you're trying to do throughout seasons for a long time now, truth be told. So, I've had a young group in the past and we've been able to add some older, wiser guys, so that certainly helps speed up that process. But, that's normally the philosophy I try to go with.
I'm interested in your thoughts on Jeremy Grayson. I'm assuming he has some further NBL aspirations. I think he spent a bit of pre-season time with Adelaide and so on. Given his improvement and upside during this season, can you see him having another crack there at the NBL as well?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think he's certainly talented enough to, compete at the next level. I think half the problem always is just probably that opportunity. He was always a little bit hard for him, I suppose, by the time he finished college, that he was always a little bit too old to sort of come on board with the club as a development player. As you mentioned, he did have sort of basically that whole season training with the 36ers in Joey's last year. So he certainly can compete at that level. And like a lot of things, he sort of just needs that opportunity.
And we spoke before about, you know, you've been able to add some other quality players, guys like Ben Smith and Xavier Shaw, Brian Carwell. You know, you've really bolstered up that front line. You know, the thing for me in watching you play and where you're at right now, you are sort of, you know, grinding teams down. Does the addition of Scott speed you up, or will you sort of think that you'll be playing that similar style and allowing your bigs to go to work as opposed to try and run them up and down the floor?
Yeah, look, I certainly will try to get a better mix of probably, you know, pushing the ball and, as you sort of said, sort of start to, you know, pound it inside to our bigs because, yeah, for the first time since I've been involved in Mandra that, you know, I've probably got a headache in regards to sort of, you know, playing all the bigs that I do have and getting the best out of all of them in every single game. So, it'll certainly help us speed us up with Scott in the team. And I think the biggest thing, he'll just organise us. He'll find the open guys and ultimately make the game extremely easy for the rest of the group. And, you know, they should get some easy buckets and not everything is a grind all the time, which at times, you know, we get a little bit bogged down and are a little bit guilty of that.
Aaron, we talked a little bit earlier on about the NBL One West season and, in fact, all the conferences across Australia almost being in two halves. So we've got this pre-sort of half, and now we've got the half where the Scott Machados of the world have come in, and there's been some pretty big signings in some of the other conferences as well. Obviously, you guys have got a lot of upside now, but what else are you hearing from around the traps of other potential signings that may be coming on, and who else are you seeing is going to have quite a bit of an upside as well in this tail half of the season?
Yeah, I think it's always the case that once the NBL season finishes that you do hear a few announcements and whatnot with guys going to particular clubs. And I think the biggest thing with getting Scott on board, I just sincerely hope that it really, you know, it's obviously given a lot of exposure, more so to NBL One West over the last few days. But, you know, I really hope that it opens up the door, I guess, for a lot of those guys to, you know, look at the NBL One league, whether it's us or over East, and, you know, play in the off-season. And ultimately, it just helps the level of the competition. And at the end of the day, I think that's what we all want. And it's really great for the locals to be exposed to this talent. And I think it's just going to really help fast-track their talent and their development. And I think it's just a win-win situation for everybody.
I think leading on from that, we're quite spoilt at the moment with the likes of people like yourself. We spoke with Coach Worthington a couple of weeks back, you know, pretty high-profile guys who played for Australia and done different things that really local, some young local guys are really benefiting from the coaching from people like yourself.
Yeah, look, it's good. I think there's quite a few sort of ex-players, I suppose, that are running around now or in the coaching side of things. I always have a little bit of a laugh about that because half the guys I coach, they're too young to even know. I remember when I used to hobble around as an old fella. So it's nice to have, especially Scott on board, that they sort of know when they can watch right now and they can certainly relate to. So it's making me feel old basically these days because, you know, I'm old enough to be their old man half the kids I coach these days.
Well, look, we really appreciate your time in having a chat with us today. I think the online stream for that first game that Scott Machado ends up playing for the Magic is certainly going to be well looked at, and plenty of people on that stream, that's for sure. And we wish you all the best for the second half of the season and melding Scott Machado into your lineup, which should in theory be an easy task.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, guys. And yeah, fingers crossed we can get all those visa things sorted and he is available for the weekend against Willow.
Yep, no, hopefully he's on the court, and yeah, good luck against the Tigers. They're in good form at the moment.
I appreciate it, guys.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West.
At SKG Radiology, we care about your health and welfare. This is why we bulk bill Medicare rebatable services across all 20 SKG locations. Some exceptions may apply. Ask our friendly staff for details. Visit skg.com.au.
This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's Ben and Brett with you. It is the NBL One West Radio Show. And as promised, this time we're on the line with Deanna Black, known around the Hawks Club as Docky, of course, current head coach of the Lady Hawks down there at Perry Lakes and one of only two women in a head coaching role in the NBL One West. Welcome along to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Pleasure. Very nice to talk to you. We chatted with Janelle Morley a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, well, that made us do our sums and work out how many ladies actually were in the head coaching position. And you've been at Hawks now for a good number of years, in fact.
Yeah, I think this is my fifth season as head coach. And I hate to pull you up, but I think there's three females.
Oh, I'm happy to be pulled up, that's for sure, if we've missed anybody.
Sterling and Bunbury.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, well, we had Janelle from Stirling. We've overlooked the Slammers there, so thank you for giving us the heads up.
You're welcome. But it's very exciting that, you know, we're getting more and more female head coaches out there. I think it's about time. There's lots of fantastic female players and influencers and mentors in WA, so it's great to see, you know, some of the females taking over those positions.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you had a nice weekend, so we chose the right time to talk to you. Two wins under your belt. I called the game for your opening round against Redbacks, and I sort of was like, well, these guys look like they're going to be on fire. The high-low's working. Maddie's hitting the three from outside. What do you reckon happened in the weeks after that, and how have you been able to turn it around last weekend with a couple of good wins?
Look, it has been a bit of a up-and-down roller coaster start to our season. We've added Megan Mackay and Mia Sadie into our lineup, and changed a little bit of what we're doing based around our team formations for this season. So I think, you know, it's just taken a little while for us to click with some of that stuff. And, you know, we'd been doing the same offensive stuff for a while, and I thought it was time to freshen it up. And as everyone would know, you know, it takes a little bit of time to gel with those kind of things. So, you know, hopefully after the weekend that we had and a real focus on building back our defensive pressure, I think sometimes, you know, you can get caught up overthinking the game and forget about what you're actually really good at, and defense is definitely one of our things. So, you know, going back to our defensive end and just relaxing and playing, I think the weekend, as I said, was a really big confidence booster for our girls, and hopefully we'll continue to grow from there.
And as you just mentioned, Docky, you've sort of added a couple of new players and you've changed your playing style. Has the stop-start sort of aspect to the start of this season sort of played a role in that? And now we've sort of had two or three weeks of solid basketball. Has that sort of helped that development and sort of gelling that group together?
Our start to the season was obviously difficult, having a bye that first week. After what had already happened with COVID. So most teams had already played before, and then we still had a longer break and getting our mojo. And I think, you know, it just takes a couple of games to sort of work out how it all gels together. And I think, you know, the weekend was great for that. And we had really good patches in other games as well. You know, like, I think just, you know, we were unlucky to lose to Rockingham by that 1 point margin. And, you know, they're a great team. So, there was definitely patches that I've been really happy with, and we've just really focused on building upon those each week. And I think that's always been one of my biggest things, is as long as we're improving each week, that's all we're aiming towards, because we know that we're fit enough, we're strong enough, and it's just about the patience for it to all come together.
I have the luxury of getting to see most of the Hawks games, and there was times that I wanted another shooter to step up and complement what Dennis was doing and what the bigs were doing inside. And Millie McCarthy was certainly that person on Friday night, netting those 4 or 5 threes.
Yeah, Millie's, you know, she's had a fantastic start to the season. Her preseason was great. I think each year that she's been in part of our program, or being a part of the program, she's improved, and she really is a key part of what we're doing. Obviously, at times we do struggle from shooting behind the arc, but again, I think that's a lot of a confidence thing, and we hit a few on Friday night, and hopefully, again, that will continue to grow. Maddie's been fantastic, and we've sort of pushed her out into the guard position and challenged her a little bit in that area, and she's really stepped up for us, and she has a beautiful shot, so it's really nice to watch.
On the weekend, you'll be travelling down to Wally Hagen Stadium for the Cougars. That's a game that I'm actually going to be on the call for the live broadcast down there. What's your expectations of that one?
Well, obviously to win.
Good expectation.
But obviously, you know, Coburn are playing fantastic. They've got quite a few new additions to their lineup this season, and they're playing some really good basketball. So I expect it to be a really tough matchup. Yeah, they've been playing very well, and, you know, some of their players have really stepped up and shown that they're going to be quite solid in this week's game. So we're looking forward to it. I think, you know, as I said, after the weekend, and we managed to work on a few things that we needed to, especially defensively, we're hoping that we can really bring that pressure and you know, go at them this weekend.
Well, we'll take a short break and we'll be back to speak with you about all of the upcoming fixtures this weekend in Round 10 Women's NBL 1 West action.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
This is the all-new NBL 1 West. Radio Show. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews from the NBL One West with Brett Costello and Ben Ettridge. Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Tuesdays from 2 p.m., 897 FM. Tuesday nights from 5 p.m., Radio Mama. Wednesday nights from 5 p.m., Oz Urban Radio. Thursday nights from 9 p.m. on 98.5, Sunshine FM. The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West Radio Show.
Your health and welfare are important. At SKG Radiology, we know this. Take advantage of bulk billing all Medicare rebatable services across our WA practices. Some exceptions may apply, so please ask our friendly staff for more details. From x-rays to ultrasounds, low-dose CT scans and MRIs, no matter where you're referred to, when you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology. Visit skg.com.au.
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It is the NBL One West Radio Show. Ben Ettridge, Brett Costello, and we're still on the line with Deanna Black, head coach of the Women's Perry Lakes Hawks. We're going to take a look at Round 10 action across this coming weekend. It opens up on Friday night as the Perth Redbacks host the Joondalup Wolves there at Belmont Oasis Leisure Centre. What's your thoughts on that one, Docky?
I think it's going to be a very interesting game. Obviously, Matt Dyer is playing some fantastic basketball and Craig Allen's really mixing up his defences against the opposition. But Joondalup are tough and, you know, with the late addition of Beck Benson as well, I think, you know, their inside presence with Amber Land and Steindl especially are going to be pretty tough for the Redbacks.
Friday night, we also see Lakeside taking on the Warwick Senators at Lakeside Recreation Centre.
So Lakeside had a big win against Rockingham, and I think they're starting to play with a lot more confidence. They're quite a young team, but Warwick have really stepped it up this season. I think they're going to be quite hard to beat going into that game.
Stacey had a massive game on the weekend as well. Did you see that box score? 31-13-8, so she's certainly starting to fire now as well.
Yeah, she's a great player, and once she gets hot, it's very hard to stop her. So she's obviously a key focus whenever we play them, that's for sure.
You got to see the Southwest Slammers on the weekend. They're hosting the Perth Redbacks on Saturday. It's a 5 p.m. tip-off down there at Eaton. I know a lot of good work's being done with a young group down there. Do you think they can win a game?
Look, I think it is going to be quite tough for them. And I think, you know, when you're a country team, especially in the restrictions with COVID and recruiting and things, it does make it hard. But at the moment, you know, there's a fantastic opportunity for those young players to see court time and really work towards being, you know, quality players in this league longer term. And I think that's their vision at the moment isn't really right now. It's about, you know, putting in the work for the longer term.
Saturday night, we've got the Cougars taking on your Perry Lakes Lady Hawks. And as we discussed before, going to be a tough one for you guys given the form the Cougars are in. But any thoughts going into that one?
No, I just think it's going to be a really good game. I think, you know, getting people down to the game and supporting the girls would be fantastic. I think that, you know, like obviously our team, we're quite tall and they like to run and gun a lot more. So, you know, our D-trans is going to have to be really important, but then also our ability to execute on the offensive end. So we're really looking forward to the challenge, and I definitely think we're ready to step up, and it should be a fun game.
Also on Saturday night, it's a 5 p.m. tip-off there at Willetton Basketball Stadium as the Tigers host the visiting Mandurah Magic.
Willetton are playing some fantastic basketball. Obviously, they had the loss on the weekend, but Lovekey and Alex coming into that team have been really big boosts for them, and I think that they're going to continue to take their form. They're really pushing the ball hard and attacking the rebound. So I think Mandurah might have their hard work ahead of them.
And rounding out the round of fixtures on Saturday night is the Rockingham Flames taking on the Lakeside Lightning. And I know that people in the women's NBL One West are sort of looking at the Flames as being a title contender and the Lightning having a more of a development year. Where do you see this one going?
Yeah, well, obviously Lakeside had the win over them on the weekend, so it will definitely be an interesting matchup. I'm guessing that, you know, Rockingham are looking to bounce back after that game on the weekend. So it'll definitely be an interesting game. I think, you know, Eisenberg is obviously playing some fantastic basketball, and I think Perini really stepped up on the weekend as well. So, you know, they're taking that confidence into the game, but I'm guessing that Rockingham are going to come out pretty hard to bounce back from the loss on the weekend.
Well, we appreciate your insights onto those. And before we close out, it would be remiss of us not to ask how you're going with balancing head coaching duties with family life as well, with the recent addition also.
Yeah, look, it has its challenges, but I'm very lucky that Stephen's such a good support. Haddo is absolutely amazing and a really happy, easygoing baby. So, again, we're pretty lucky with that. So, you know, and I've just got amazing support around at the Hawks with the girls and, you know, the coaches and that. On the weekend, one of the girls was, like, Snapchatting from the stands, like, Haddo's been sighted sort of thing. So, you know, he's just one of the team. And, again, yeah, it does make it a lot easier having, you know, Stephen there to look after him and stuff while I can go and go to trainings and coach and things like that. So it's definitely not probably, I thought you would have a lot more time than you do during the day to do scout and things like that. But, you know, he's more and more active and on the move and constantly chasing around the house. But I wouldn't change it for the world. So, yeah, I'm loving being a mum, and I love that I am also able to be a head coach. And I think, you know, I'm just very, very lucky.
Well, good luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully your luck will continue against the Cougars on the weekend as well. And thanks very much for your time once again.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West Radio Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more. All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
Brett Costello and Ben Ettridge with you. All your local basketball action from the NBL One West. And we're taking a look at the forthcoming weekend. It's round 10 action kicking off on Friday night for the men. 8:30 p.m. tip-off there at Belmont Oasis Leisure Centre as the Perth Redbacks host the visiting Joondalup Wolves.
Yeah, got up close and personal with the Wolves on Saturday, and just too much class in that backcourt with Cummings and Wade. And look, if it was another week and the Redbacks had Marshall Nelson in there, I'd probably think this one would be a bit closer, but I think the Wolves will just have too much size with Huntington and Viagina on the front court there, and Lockie Cummings and Jonathan Wade just too much to handle. So the Wolves in this one.
I haven't tipped against you too often, but this time I'm going to go with the Redbacks just for something different. And looking at their form at the moment, they seem to be heading in the right direction, so I'll go that way. On the second game of the Friday night, the Lakeside Lightning and the Warwick Senators.
And both these teams are in unfamiliar territory, having lost both on the weekend and lost quite convincingly. So both teams shoot the ball very well. The size probably goes in favour of the Senators, but I just think the Lightning just have too much firepower on the perimeter. It'll be a good matchup. Lots of threes and lots of pace in this one, but the Lightning getting this one at home.
The East Perth Eagles travel to Active West Stadium to face the Geraldton Buccaneers, and they'd be looking to get a win at home.
I would think the Bucks will get this one. No real matchup for Matthew Ngmuo. Matt Wunderberg will be too big and too strong inside, and Aaron Ralph will have a field day. I'm predicting that he will go nuts from the three-point line in this one.
The Redbacks on a double weekend, travelling to Eton Rec Centre to face the Southwest Slammers.
Redbacks in this one for me. Slammers probably don't have enough firepower or the ability to contain Lewis Timm, so Redbacks.
The Eastern Suns, searching for that second win, will travel up to the Goldfields to face the Giants at Niels Hansen. That's a 7 p.m. tip-off.
And hopefully the Giants have had some good rest in their own beds this week, given the road trip they're on last week. But I said I wasn't going to do it, but look, I really think the Giants are a quality outfit, and I think they will get this one at home against the Suns.
We spoke with Docky about the Perry Lakes Hawks travelling to the Coburn. Of course, that also applies with the men. That one will tip off at 7 p.m.
I think Perry Lakes' depth and size will be too much in this one, and the Hawks will run away with the victory there.
Also 7 p.m. Saturday night, a couple of the form teams, the Willerton Tigers with that 7-1 record, facing the Mandurah Magic, who had two wins on the weekend. We spoke to Traher about it. How are you seeing this one playing out?
This is match of the round for me. Two teams on the improve. We've got two coaches in Adam Nina and Aaron Traher, who would be my early picks for coaches of the year candidates, doing great jobs with their respective teams. Very evenly matched across the board. Jeremy Grace versus Damian Scott is a great matchup. Michael Vigor versus Ben Smith is another great matchup. So it'll come down to those role players and who can step up. And I think the Tigers will have it in this one. I really like Connor Minchinton and the way he goes about his business. And Roosevelt Williams Jr. gives him another solid guard as well. So the Tigers for me in this one.
The Lakeside Lightning got a pretty tough weekend after facing the Senators earlier in the round. They then got the Rockingham Flames at Mike Barnett on the Saturday night, 8 p.m. tip-off.
Not the greatest place to shoot the ball. Visiting teams tend to struggle with those big empty spaces behind the basket there. Lakeside will need to shoot the ball very well. Jared Prue versus Greg Heyer on the boards will be a massive one. And look, I'm going to tip this one both ways. If Corey Sherville plays for Lakeside, they win. If he doesn't, the Rockingham Flames will win. So all riding on Corey Sherville in this one.
And the final match of the round is a Sunday fixture. It's 2 p.m. up there at Active West Stadium. The second game of the round for the Buccaneers. This time it's the Wolves that travel up to face them.
And this is the first of the Metro teams having to do the Cyclone makeup games up in Geraldton. So the Wolves playing on Friday night, travelling up on either Saturday or Sunday morning to play the Bucks. So that'll be some weary legs for the Wolves. As we saw, they didn't travel very well when they went up to Kalgoorlie a few weeks ago and really didn't perform. And given that they have played on the Friday night and those old legs sitting on a bus for 4 or 5 hours, this could be a danger game for them. And again, no real matchup for Mathieu Muo, who we know has a tendency to go off. Very close one. And I think the Bucks will go 2 for 2 on the weekend.
We hope that you can get around to one of your stadiums or associations to check out one of those games. Get all the details at nbl1.com.au. Or if it's a little too cold and wet for you out across the weekend, you can, of course, stream any of those games online, get the full game, all the highlights. And as we mentioned, if Scott Machado does end up making it for that Magic game against Willerton, something else for you to check out online. Definitely expecting some highlights from that one. Get all those details and more over the nbl1.com.au website. This is the NBL One West Radio Show. We'll be back with more after this.
The SKG Radiology, official NBL One West Radio Show. When you depend on the right result, choose SKG Radiology, providing bulk bill Medicare rebatable services at all 20 locations.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
All the local basketball action, roundups, and reviews. This is the all-new NBL One West Radio Show.
It's the NBL One West Radio Show as we round things out for this week with our Lost SBL segment. It was, of course, our local league for 30 years, from 1999 right through to 2019. And this week, we take a look at 1995. And in the men's, it was the start of a big run of success for the Southwest Slammers.
Yeah, a dynasty, if you will. That back half of the from 95 to 2000, where they appeared in or won five championships in that time, and led by James Fitch. Some very, very good Southwest Slammers teams of that era.
Well, the Perry Lakes Hawks were the minor season champions after backing up their win from 94. They were actually knocked out in the quarterfinals in a 1v8 arrangement against the Redbacks, and got an early exit that year in the quarters.
As we know, it can happen. Those teams, if you don't get it right on the night, anyone can beat anyone, and a 1-versus-8 defeat is a pretty huge one.
The grand final saw the Southwest Slammers get up over the Kalgoorlie Giants, as they were called at that time, 91-78. And then in the second game, 88-86, to give themselves a victory in the series.
Yeah, and as we said, the Slammers embarking on a dynasty, if you will, and then the Giants taking about 12 or 13 years to get back to those back-to-back titles in the mid-2000s.
The MVP of the men's league that year was John Pearce, playing for the Senators.
Back-to-back MVPs for the Stirling Senators. Dupreece Owens the year before, and then John Pearce. Again, another player ahead of his time. 6'9", versatile, stretch four, could do everything. And two guys who are still involved in the league in different capacities, in Mark Utley and Stephen Charlton, running around for the Stirling Senators at that time as well.
And the coach of the year, Steve Hawkins, on the back of that success from the Slammers.
Long-time servant of WA Country Basketball, Steve Hawkins, and someone who taught me a lot about coaching and how to be a professional coach and do things the right way, having great success with the Slammers in that era.
The 1995 Women's Grand Final saw the Wanneroo Wolves defeating the Swan City Mustangs 83-55. And then in the second game of the series, the Wolves also got up in a closer affair 60-55 to give them a win in the best of three series 2-0. The Wanneroo Wolves were the minor season champions and they took that form into the grand final, taking out the championship that year. But it was Glenn Ellis who was the coach of the year for the Swan City Mustangs, backing up on his success in some of the earlier years, 92 and 93.
Yeah, Glenn, a stalwart of the Mustangs back then, and his women's team were very much cut of the same cloth as he is in that run and stun and get the ball up and down the floor and play the ball at a very fast pace.
Tanya Fisher, the women's SBL most valuable player for 1995 with the Redbacks at that time.
Yep, dropping back from the Waste Breakers and dominating the State League. And then, as we've seen now, her two daughters are playing at East Perth.
We hope you've been enjoying our look back at the lost SBL. Of course, next week we'll move on to 1996. Well, that's about all that we've got time for in this week's show, I suppose. Plenty of action across the weekend. No excuse for not getting out and about and checking out one of those fantastic games we previewed for you.
Yeah, and the games are hotting up and the season's only going to get better as these big names continue to arrive in NBL One West.
Well, I'm excited to hear who else they can sign. Can't get much bigger than Machado, surely.
I'm sure there'll be a few given the situation that we're seeing where the imports aren't wanting to go home due to the travel restrictions. So they want to stay, they want to earn a dollar and play some basketball and stay in shape. So I'm sure we'll see a few extra big names drop in the coming weeks.
Check out all the details. If you haven't already, go and download the NBL app for your smartphone or tablet device and you can surf to the NBL One West and check out the men and the women, or of course get to the website nbl1.com.au.
Missed a part of the show or wanting more? Check the NBL One West radio show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, and Podomatic. Listen or download in your own time and check out the podcast exclusives for more.